On the day before the march, students across the country gathered in the lobby of the National Education Association building to make posters for the next day. Ray Corniel is 17 years old and attends Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He shared his story of the day of the shooting.
Oh yeah, I was actually in the building across from the school, so I actually heard gunshots, but it didn't sound like, it wasn't that loud, so it felt like fireworks to me. And then I just didn't wrap my head around that it was at where school was getting shot up. So it was very surreal. And then I actually got a text from my girlfriend who was in the building in one of the classrooms. She texted me saying that there's two dead bodies next to her. I didn't believe her. And she told me that she wasn't joking. And then she told me that she loved me and that she thought she was going to die. And I just couldn't wrap my head around it. I felt numb. And I kept going until I got a call from her. She was crying hysterically, saying that she's been shot. And I almost lost her that day. But I'm glad she made it out. But she did get injured. She got shrapnel in her legs. And my wrestling coach, Coach Hickson, was one of the person killed in the shooting. I was very close to him because I spent most of my time at the school with him every day after school and all weekends. So it was crazy. And Nicholas Cruz actually evacuated with my group when he tried to sneak out. And he was in the Walmart while I was there. And the cops came in, but they were too late. And they ended up catching him on his way home.
So you saw him when you were evacuating?
Yes.
How was it for you going back to school?
It was very just hard to go back because it felt like such a short time that we were out, like compared to other schools that got like the same experience. And it was weird coming back because there's tons and tons of guards, and even some with AR-15s, which was very like hard to see again because like our school just experienced that type of massacre. And it was very hard because our school just seems like a prison now. We have to go to school with clear backpacks. We have like helicopters monitoring us. You hear walkie-talkies everywhere. You have to get checked by tons of like guards just to even go anywhere in the school. And it doesn't seem like a school anymore.
Since their school shooting, they have taken action to make sure this never happens again.
We don't want anything like this to happen again to any other school. We know the pain, and it's just insane to go through this and go to school every day thinking like what this actually happened, and seeing our like that whole building just blocked off. It's like haunting. And I hope to wake up our politicians and so they see that we are here and we are ready to make a change. And if they don't accept that, we'll vote them out. And we have so much energy. We're young. We're not old. We'll keep fighting until we get what we want.
The tragedy has united students from across the country and has made them determined to make a change. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Claudia Delgadillo.